Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan Summers! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and how you be at 6:34. And 15 seconds go right along with it on a Friday evening on your fan. New York City, Steve Summers here, you there. Producer, unit production manager, Key Grip, best boy, and choreographer, Peter Hoffman. She's lover, Paulie Rosenberg. He doesn't eat cheese. How can you go through your entire life without having a slice? It is with the 1-877-337-6666 number to call for the 45-minute schmooze right up until the net. 7:15 on the fan.
Go Hokies! Go Hokies! Have to be separated. Morris shoved somebody as well. Valanciunas getting in the way.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Tell the team!
We got a fight! Crowder was throwing at Elfrid Payton, and he should have. Payton threw a cheap shot he didn't like.
You want to not come to any more games?
But I want your answer and the money by noon tomorrow.
You know what? Enjoy watching him on TV.
Him, hold him for Kevin. Hold him for Kevin. Hold him for Kevin.
He's just unprofessional, man. That's soft. His game is soft. He's soft.
You got to let people do their job. Right, you can't be standing over them, you know, and going into the media and saying, hey, you know what, I don't think that was a great play, or I don't like what he did on the court or he did on the ice or whatever.
You can have my answer now if you like. My offer is this. Nothing.
That's how he carried him, man, you know. It's just very womanlike.
Did you know misogynists are much more common than you think?
I don't think that's helpful for a team.
I can handle things, I'm smart! Not
like everybody says, but dumb, I'm smart, and I want respect. And we will rinse and repeat until he does. But here's the problem for Johnny Fontaine asking the favor of Vito Corleone. Dolan does not own horses. We will continue to urge the owner to sell. We will continue to urge Nero fiddling on the roof of the garden to sell. We will continue to support those New York Knickerbocker fans who are mad as hell and can't take it anymore. We will continue to urge the NBA to put pressure on the very thin of skin, the very paranoid dictator, to save the owner and his front office from themselves, saving the franchise for the good of the NBA, the good of the city of New York, and, of course, Knickerbocker fans everywhere. Knickerbocker fans might be shooting air balls with the chant, but fans and media alike must continue to push for change, rinse, and repeat. Yesterday, we played the same production piece, and probably we'll play it again sometime more sooner than later, because we don't want to make it a one-day story and then forget about it. So, fans and media alike must continue to push for change, since the only winner is a man who defines losing. And let me say this, because I was listening to the beginning of most of the other programs on this radio station, and you know it to be WFAN New York, FM 101.9, 66 on your AM dial. We would rather urge the selling every single day, if we had to, of Dolan with the New York Knickerbockers than helping Tom Brady sell his brand with that posted photo. Why are we, and me too, even acknowledging this silly photograph? Is he coming? Is he going? Is he staying? Is he retiring to spend the rest of his days watching his wife on European runways? And who isn't surprised, by the way, that the photo appears now and not during the Super Bowl game on Sunday? By the way, speaking of the game, if I were to say Santa Clara, you are probably saying, what did he say? What? Where? Did he say Santa Claus? No, no, I did not. I said Santa Clara. If I say cattle drive, you know I'm talking Kansas City. Here is a very brief matchup between the two places with Super Bowl teams. First of all, Santa Clara, not Santa Claus. Santa Clara, the village with no nickname. Their two most famous athletes, Steve Nash and Kurt Rambis, look out. Kansas City is famous for animals. Yum. Lots of cows, lots of pigs, and Kansas City has three famous places where you can eat them. Gates Barbecue, Arthur Bryant's Barbecue, and Jack Stack Barbecue. People in Kansas City call these three places breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Brisket is the only thing you can legally smoke in Kansas City. And why does Kansas City have so many fountains, almost one every single block, so you can wash the barbecue sauce off your hands? If the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, burnt ends on the house. So, again, livestock, rodeo, horses, pigs, and cows make Kansas City the Paris of the plains.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.